Matt Bubala with you here on 720 WGN for about 20 more minutes, and Patty Vasquez will be in tonight. We're speaking right now about something called the Challenger Jamboree. The Challenger Division of Little League is set up for kids with special needs. There's over 900 Challenger Leagues around the country. 30,000 kids in Little League get to play in the Challenger Division. Mark Johnson, who is the Assistant District Administrator for Challenger in Illinois District 13, is with us. And Ryan Nix, who is the co-chairman of something called the Challenger Jamboree, is also in studio with us. Text came in from 847. It says, Mark's efforts over the past decade to incorporate special needs kids into Little League Baseball has been phenomenal. Thanks for having him on the show tonight, from a special needs parent in Sleepy Hollow, Illinois.
Uh-huh,
so there you go, Mark.
Thank you.
Ryan, so tell me a little bit about Challenger Jamboree. It's coming up in a couple of Sundays from now, on September 11th. Actually, a week from this Sunday, right?
Mm-hmm.
On
yep.
September 11th. It's going to be out at the Randall Oaks Park, I guess. What do we call our little fields out there?
I still call it Randall Oaks Field. It's right off of Randall Road between Route 72 and Binney Road.
Yeah. So if you head out to 90 and get off at Randall Road, you go north for a couple of miles and you can be there. Four beautiful baseball fields and big field areas out there where we'll have a jamboree. And what happens out there, Ryan?
Yeah. So the jamboree is a year-end celebration to celebrate all the great accomplishments that the kids have had all year. And the kids get to play baseball for one last time this year, mm-hmm. and get to enjoy many different events and games. So they're going to have crafts and different carnival games as well. And they're going to have a hayride to go out and to the petting zoo, as well as there's going to be a three-hole golf course available for kids to play golf or foot golf. And the West Dundee Fire and Police Department will be there with a police car and an ambulance for the kids to climb in and look at. And the police department will be cooking up some food. And the Knights of Columbus will be roasting some corn. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
I'll tell you what, the roasted corn out there is always very delicious. We appreciate the Knights of Columbus coming out and doing that. And Mark, so this is for about five different Challenger leagues. You're going to come out and play the games that day. But I imagine it's open to anybody who wants to come out and see what Challenger is all about, right?
Absolutely. And the day is entirely free. We rely on donations from the community, and we provide the services out there entirely for free for the day. It's just a wonderful day. We'll be there from 1 to 6. And if you haven't ever seen a Challenger baseball game, I would encourage you to come out and just watch. It's amazing just the camaraderie the kids have with their buddies, how they just enjoy the game of baseball. Many times in Little League today, or in any sport, there's a lot of pressure on the kids. There's no pressure on these kids at all. They just the smiles and the wonderful experiences that they have out on that field are just wonderful. And it's something to see if you haven't ever seen a Challenger game. So I would encourage you to come out.
I've been lucky enough to be to a few games, and I'll say Mark is exactly right that we have these kids' games these days that we put so much pressure on and we're so serious about, and it's life or death. And then to come out and see these kids who are getting to play baseball and enjoy something they don't normally get to do, and their parents get to experience something that their kids don't normally get to do, it puts a smile on your face, it warms your heart, and it makes you believe in humanity a little more again. Especially on a night like tonight when we've been sitting here talking about the things we've been talking about. If you want to put something good back into your heart and feel a little bit better about where you live and who you are, come on out to the Challenger Jamboree next Sunday, September 11th, from 1 to 6 p.m. at the Randall Oaks Complex, as Mark said, on Randall Road, just off 90, a couple miles north of 90, just north of Route, north of Route 72. It's in Huntley, Illinois.
West Dundee.
Yeah. Our borders are kind of weird out there. Yeah. But coming out, you can find out more by going to Illinois District 13. IllinoisDistrict13.com. Again, 1 to 6 p.m. next Sunday, September 11th. It's a great family day. Come on out and enjoy it. Ryan Nix is the co-chairman. Mark Johnson, the assistant district administrator for Challenger in Little League. As we said, over 30,000 kids around the country playing in this division. It's truly a wonderful thing. Gentlemen, thank you so much for hanging out with us tonight.
Thank you for having us.
Matt Bubala, 720 WGN.